again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 239 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. In the years from 1946 till 1967, I never knew the man's name was Charles Mortimer. I only knew him as Tad Heyman, Jr., and he left his mark at the corner of White Pine and Fifth Avenue. I can't recall the occasion on which we met, but even after 50 years, he's a man I'll never forget. As most others, I always called him Ted, though I recently learned his nickname was really Tad. If you'd not formally met him, you had the feeling you did know him because of a picture Don Barber made, one of which Don had to be fond of, because it probably was on display in the windows of Barber's studio more than any other portrait. The picture showed Tad to be a natty dresser with a hat with a sassy brim and an ascot that literally leaped from the picture. When I first met Tad, the Reverend Tad Heyman, he was pastor of the French Broad Baptist Church. Though he had studied at the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, Tad Heyman had moved to Beverly Hills, California, where he was successful in the real estate business for better than 10 years. I say Tad was successful because he retired to Hendersonville in about 1935. In 1940, he was persuaded to be ordained as a Baptist minister and was elected pastor of the French Broad Baptist Church. About 7 years later, Tad was asked to speak periodically to a small group of worshipers who were meeting in various homes and then began regularly scheduled worship services in Rosa Edwards School Auditorium. The seats, which were designed for elementary grade students, were a bit uncomfortable for the older worshipers, and the group then moved to the American Legion building until a church, unpretentious with other city churches at the time, a church was built on the corner of Fifth Avenue and White Pine Drive. The small group of worshipers so impressed Tad Heyman, he resigned his pastorate at French Broad and became the unpaid pastor of the new church, which didn't even have money enough to buy pews, and the green benches off Main Street were borrowed from the city of Hendersonville that first winter so that the worshipers would have a place to sit in their new building. Jody Barber recalls the congregation didn't even have a collection plate. At first, a man's felt hat was passed. Then, in one of the woodworking shops, the church benefited with a handmade wooden collection plate. Finally, they acquired a commercial silver plate, bowl-type plate. And then they reached the ultimate of a sterling silver offering receptacle. But even sitting on the borrowed green benches from Main Street each Sunday, it was standing room only. Whether it was Tad Heyman or a member of the congregation, I don't really know, but I do remember when the church there at the corner of 5th and White Pine announced that they were installing drive-in type speakers in the parking lot, and that if you simply didn't feel like dressing up or had difficulty getting in and out of a car, you could worship in the parking lot by listening to the service inside the church fed to the drive-up speakers outside. After some 6 years operating purely as a community church, the congregation elected to become part of the Congregational Christian Church. This was August 13, 1953. In the first 2 years of worshiping together in 1947 and 48, John Daniel Hart, a local boy, would come from his class in the Sunday school at the First Baptist Church and play for the congregation at the morning worship service. Lenore Johnson Dixon took over the role as pianist in 1948, and served the church until 1969. In later years, the church had acquired an organ, which was used by Mr. Dixon. Tad Heyman, graduate of Moody Bible Institute, former pastor of the French Broad Baptist Church, and an unpaid pastor during the early years of the community or the congregational church, also enjoyed an active role in the civic life of Hendersonville. He was very active in the Lions Club, helped generate interest in a chaplaincy program at Party Hospital, and served again unpaid as the hospital's first chaplain, offering himself on call at any hour, day or night. And I didn't know until I was preparing this story for you that Charles Mortimer Heyman, Jr., Tad Heyman, in his college years was a Golden Glove boxer. He won at least one championship fighting in Madison Square Garden. Tad Heyman served as organizer, patron, friend, co-worshipper, and pastor of the Congregational Church until ill health caused him to resign July 23rd in 1967, and he died at St. Augustine, Florida, a year and 9 months later. In the beginning, I said Charles Mortimer Heyman had left his mark. The church in 1977, the Congregational Church added a major addition, providing for the enlargement of the chancel, adding a pastor's study and church offices. And down through the years, I've observed a continuing beautification of the building and grounds. And I know that Tad Heyman, with his sassy brimmed hat and colorful ascot, has that huge smile all over his face, admiring all that's been done in the years since he's been gone. Another memory of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.